Hello, it's Friday, the 4th of October in the year of our Lord 2024. It's just myself and Christine tonight. We're going to rush through the news. It's going to be quite heavy. I'm going to warn you that now. Christine, how are you doing?
I am doing good. Thank you so much. Hanging in there. How about you?
Yeah, good. I don't know where we should start tonight. Do we go in heavy or do we go in light?
There's so much, and it all kind of ties back together into the heavy. So
Okay,
why don't you start with whatever you've got, and I'll just jump in a minute.
I think we mentioned it on a previous show. Sorry, my mic's miles away from me. We did mention it on a previous show. I think it was Christy who mentioned it, or maybe it was Jason, that there is a boat and it's flying under a Norwegian flag. It's called the Ruby. And it has been at anchor off the Kent coast for weeks now. And it's sitting there. And apparently, it's a Russian ship, even though it's flying under the flag of Norway. And Kent Online have reported this. Now, this article is from the beginning of the week on Monday. And this is everything that they know so far. So, the Russian cargo ship carrying tons of explosives has been stationed off the Kent coast now for the past, well, it's 6 days now. And here's everything that they found out. Kent Online has found out the ship, which is known as Ruby, anchored off the Kent coast, 15 miles from Margate. It's hoping to journey through the Dover Straits heading to Malta. However, reports are saying that the Maltese Transport Ministry has told local papers over there that it would not be allowed into the Maltese waters unless it emptied its cargo. The ship is carrying 20,000 tons of explosive ammonium nitrate, the material which caused a devastating explosion that killed 218 people in Beirut in 2020 because it wasn't stored properly. Apparently, she left the Russian port of Kandalaska on August the 22nd before running into difficulty in Norway. Hoping to dock for repairs in the Scandinavian country for a few days on September the 3rd, but was told the location would be too close to a hospital and university, so told the location would be too, yeah, so that she refused entry. She's been denied entry into Lithuanian and Swedish ports for those same reasons. The damage to the boat is understood to have sustained a cracked hull, rudder, and propeller damage during a storm. The cargo, believed to be up to seven times more than the amount which pre was present in the Beirut blast, apparently it's used for animal fertilizer, and that exploded in the Lebanese capital, caused many, many deaths. So, and it says any port's in
Yikes.
danger with this. So that's sitting there. I haven't seen any mainstream reports about this, and no one seems to be worried. I mean,
That's
in the
unreal. It's
current
the first.
climate, and apparently the Royal Navy is keen to stress they're aware of it, but it's a civil issue. I wonder if they're going to be saying that
And
if it suddenly blows up off the Kent coast near Margate. Still
right?
a
It's
civil
the
issue.
first
They're
I've
just shoving it
heard.
to the side.
Wow. That's,
It kind of like the government doesn't care for its people, and you're kind of finding the same thing after Helena, are you not?
oh man, this is so terrible. So North Carolina, it literally. They're underwater, they're having mudslides. You've got people stranded in the mountains with no roads out, no way for people to get to them outside of helicopters. You've got individual people offering their own helicopters and trying to rescue others that the government is threatening to arrest them if they do. They are turning away help. FEMA is a joke. It's disgusting what is happening to humanity across the board right now, in every nation, in every place. But it is unlike anything we have ever seen on American soil outside of Lahaina, when a natural disaster happens and no one comes to help, and those that try are turned away. What is that? What is that? There are the numbers that you're hearing on the news are such lies. There are thousands dead. There are many, many thousands still missing, stranded. I watched an interview earlier where a lady said she lives an hour from Asheville, but she had family in Asheville. So she made it, in there as much as she could to check on everyone. She said the stench of death is so overwhelming that it is difficult to describe. It's so tragic. It is so tragic. And
But these aren't, we're not seeing this. We're not hearing this.
of course not. The only way you're going to see and hear anything is if, you're on TikTok or you're on Facebook or where individuals are sharing their own stories. The news isn't going to cover it. Of course not. They're going to stand behind FEMA and say, "Oh yeah, sure, we're doing great." But here's the deal. There is a if I can find it, there was a letter recently that Matt Gaetz put out, and see if I can put my hands on that. He's talking about the same thing, basically, how FEMA is not standing up. Let me see what this says. Okay, I'm going to read this to you. Gotta blow it up so I can see. This is to Secretary Mayorkas, and this was dated, I believe, yesterday. It says, yesterday you stated that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, which is part of your department, does not have enough funds to make it through the hurricane season. This news comes after FEMA has spent hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars on migrants due to border czar Kamala Harris' open border instead of prioritizing funding for Americans impacted by disasters. My office has been in contact with whistleblowers in numerous emergency management functions at the federal, state, and local levels, and they all point to the same critical mismanagement of issues. FEMA has wasted taxpayer funds, misappropriated funds, and left other federal, state, and local responders without deployment orders on the ground. As reported and further confirmed by my office, hundreds, if not thousands, of service members were deployed by the Department of Defense to North Carolina and have sat idle, waiting for FEMA. We have confirmed FEMA employees deployed on the dock, I'm sorry, deployed on the clock, awaiting orders in hotels. FEMA pre-disaster aid was withheld, exacerbating the emergency. It is also public that NGOs have purchased airline tickets for migrants through the use of FEMA funds. The aftermath of Hurricane Helene is a major disaster, and your waste and unpreparedness are leaving Americans in distress, unable to access food, water, or medicine, and expecting help with none coming. Please provide answers to the following questions to my office by October 11th, 2024. What policies and regulations of the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA prevent emergency funds from being wasted on illegal immigrants, including what conditions are placed on grantees of the agency, and of FEMA's total budget for fiscal year 2024? What portion of the funds can be guaranteed to have been spent solely on American citizens, and what portions of funds were or may have been spent on non-citizens? And in fiscal year 2024, what portion of funds in the Disaster Relief Fund have been spent on non-disaster relief programs, such as providing services to illegal aliens and providing routine training to FEMA employees authorized out of general appropriations? Sincerely, Matt Gates. Wow.
Traffic
Yeah.
now.
It's insane. I saw a report earlier where, two infant twin babies and their mother died in Georgia. And these are the youngest known Hurricane Helene victims. You've got mothers begging for formula for their children that have not eaten in 6 days. You have babies that haven't eaten, in infants. This is not okay. This is not America. This is not who we are. And we are not going to stand for this. It makes me irate. And it breaks my heart. It makes me sad.
I mean,
But
the
yes.
fact that they're arresting people for trying to go and help
It's
is something
disgusting.
so truly shocking.
Yeah. I mean, this is not freedom. This is not freedom. This is not America. And we can't hardly comprehend what's happening right now. It is absolutely heartbreaking, and people are livid. You've got people just sharing their stories and driving around and showing the aftermath
And what about
and
your president and his vice president? What are they seeing? Have they been to the areas? Have they taken aid?
Joe Biden flew over. I think it was Trump that was actually on the ground, but Joe Biden flew over and had not much to say. FEMA's got it. They're telling everybody that FEMA's handling it, everything's fine. FEMA is trying to steal the money being raised by other people. And when supplies come in, FEMA is trying to grab those supplies as well so they cannot be distributed. It's disgusting. It's
Wow.
just not right.
No.
Do you know how they're getting help to people? There are literally, God love them, rednecks on donkeys, burros, going through those mountains with supplies on their backs. Hillbilly people, hill country people. I mean, you've got people trying to help people. And like I said, when they're spotted, when they're caught, you've got officials saying, we're going to arrest you and we're going to take all these supplies. And nope, not doing it. It's ridiculous. It's unlike anything I've ever seen. Breaks
We
my
need to
heart.
pray for these people.
Yeah, and we still need to be praying for Lahaina, Maui.
Yeah.
That was a land grab. And where are the missing children? It
Maybe we should
always
ask
comes
Oprah that.
back.
Maybe we should ask Oprah that.
No doubt. Yeah.
I've got, before we move on to the Diddy stuff and the dark stuff, I just want to bring up attention to an article that raised my blood pressure. In today's Daily Mail, a female primary school teacher, 41, jailed for molesting two schoolboys aged 11 and 12, and is handed a lifetime classroom ban. Well, she targeted youngsters aged 11 and 12 while employed at two primary schools in North Lanarkshire. A police investigation got launched when it was discovered that she'd been texting a 12-year-old boy during the first COVID lockdown.
Wow.
Apparently, phones were seized and over 1,185 messages had been exchanged over a 3-week period between the 12-year-old and the teacher. She was jailed for 3 years. This is it. This is why they get away. This is wrong. This is the worst crime ever.
Well, yeah.
You're getting
It's
people put
disgusting.
away for the smallest things. I just, oh.
They're arresting people trying to save people, but she's going to get off with nothing.
3 years, and what, she'll be able for parole in a year and a half. And okay, she's got a lifetime teaching ban. She,
And you have how many children that have been, that will deal for the rest of their life with that abuse. It will affect every relationship they have. It will affect every walk of their life for the rest of their lives. And nobody seems to think about that. Nobody seems to care. I just saw a New York Post snippet here that says feds say there's no more money left to respond to hurricanes after FEMA spent 640 million on migrants. You know what they've offered the people in North Carolina? $750.
This is.
Get this.
I
We
do
have
think,
spent.
I think with what is going on right now, military is going to come into play soon.
It has to.
I
We've
really
spent
do.
over 24 million to Ukraine, over 11 million to Israel, over almost 2 million to Ethiopia, a million, over 1.5 million to Jordan, almost 1.5 million to Egypt, a little over 1 million to Afghanistan, over 1 million to Somalia, 1 million to Yemen, almost 1 million to the Congo. Almost 1 million to Syria. $9,000 are given to every single illegal immigrant that crosses our border. But Americans that lost their home and everything in it, everything, $750. I'm sick of this. I mean, it will not stand.
No.
God is not going to stand for this. It's
No,
not
I'm
okay.
gonna have a look for, if we're gonna do another show maybe during the week or for next week's news. I'm gonna go and look and see how much we've been sending abroad here.
Yeah.
I think they've reversed the winter fuel payment, but it's too late. It's all too late. Everything's too late. Right.
Yeah.
Let's get on to the really nasty stuff. Ow. Oh, right.
Like
Jack, you were
that wasn't
right.
dark enough.
Jack, you were right. Went on. So, anyone, I'm sure most of the listeners know Jaguar Wright. She was in the music industry. She would have, she's got a fabulous voice. She did
She
a lot of
does.
backing singers. She's been exposing stuff for the last 3 or 4 years. She's been exposing Jay-Z. She's been exposing Diddy, Beyonce, the whole lot of them. She's called them out. She's been ridiculed. She's also been helping survivors. Her story's incredible. I'm not going to go through it because or what she's named, but I'm going to link it down below the interview that she went on to Piers Morgan. I think it was yesterday or it might have been the night before. She blew the whistle. She said, and as she says in all interviews, Sean Carter's worse. That's Jay-Z. He is worse.
Oh, yeah.
Beyonce is involved. She then
Oh, yeah.
said the link between Jeffrey Epstein, R. Kelly, P. Diddy is Jay-Z. The silence from everyone is absolutely deafening. We know the
Right.
police have been here in the UK looking for other victims. I'm also thinking that they might be going to speak to people involved. We can't forget a lot of English celebrities were there, David Beckham. There's many, many more. We've got Tony
Well,
Busby. Sorry, Christine.
the Royals,
Well, absolutely. Charles. Well, Charles met him
they were all
and
there.
Harry. He was very close to Barack Obama. But Jaguar Wright spilled the beans on Piers Morgan. It was quite stunning. Really called out head of Universal. Lucian Charles Grange, who is the epitome
Yay.
of evil. There are stories now coming out about trips to Africa, quite a bit here there. I'm picking up, and we can't forget that Ron Burkle went with Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton to Africa. We've got many, many of these stars, hip hop stars who are linked with Diddy, do a lot of their filming over in Africa in these African villages. I've seen a couple of videos, and it always one song. I think it's Swali and TJ Khaled. The song's brilliant, but I can't watch the video. Well, I can't even listen to the song anymore because it's in this African village with all these little kids running around dancing with them, and it's when you know what you know. So we've got Tony Busby, who is the lawyer for so far 120 victims. He has confirmed children as young as 9, 12, 13, 14, and 15. And that's only the cases they've got through. They've still got a lot many to do. They had over 3,000 phone calls. We've got the lady lawyer, which I can't remember her name. She went on to News Nation to say that they were trying to sell a video. Somebody contacted her who had a video. Did this woman want to get in touch with the person who's in this video with Diddy? She's seen the stills. It's undeniable who this person is, apparently. But she wouldn't do it. But apparently, the names are going to come out. They are 100% going to come out. And guess who's now come to the forefront and is in absolute panic? Who we've talked about many times, especially as her business partner was named in Little Rodney Jones's case. It's Lou Taylor. And it was her business partner, Karen Greenhill, I think her name is. She was listed into Diddy's. Well, it now, what's her name? That surprise witness on YouTube. She headed the Free Britney movement. She's been on to Lou Taylor for many years and the Conservatives. She was the one who tried to get Kanye into the Conservative, where they had the coach who was going to drug him on lithium. Look what they've done to Britney Spears on the lithium. Trying to get Kanye. Anyway, it looks like Kanye may actually own her company, TriStar. So she is embedded in this even more. And Karen Greenhill was the one who would pay off the sex workers and everybody for Diddy. So the collapse of Hollywood is real. You've been watching a lady, haven't you? And I've got some catching up. I'll link one of the videos to her. But what, how this is going to go is I'm believing that all this stuff coming out with Diddy is going to prepare us for the Clinton and Weiner video with Frazzled Red.
Definitely.
This
Yeah,
is the
definitely.
precursor. This is bad enough, and it's already shocking, especially when Christine goes through what was her name again? Sorry, Christine.
Allie Carter.
Ali, especially what Ali's gone through, is horrific enough. But this, I really do believe this is lining up for the Wiener laptop. And I have just linked below the clip that I'm always sharing on Facebook. It's an Eric Prince who is head of Blackwater. He was a former Navy SEAL. He knows about, he explains the Wiener laptop. And this interview was just before the 2016 voting day. It was November the 4th. And this interview on Breitbart, he spills the bean on what's on this video. We know Sidney Powell had already talked about it on how bad it was. It's bad. And we know Liz Crokin has also mentioned it. But this is coming from Eric Prince. This is bad. So I believe what is all coming out with Diddy, we will find out. The court documents will be released. And as soon as they're out, we will get it. Interestingly, there's been a new judge reassigned to Diddy's case. This guy is not experienced at all. He's more of an administrative guy and dealing with bankruptcy and things like that.
And Biden appointed
A
him, so
Biden
there you
appointed one. The
go.
previous one was a Obama appointed judge, granted. But now this one is a Biden. Now, I'm hoping the Southern District of New York come and start complaining about this. Or that this guy's an undercover white hat, but looking at his resume, I don't think so. So we need to keep an eye on that. So, Christine, I'm going to mute and I'm going to hand it over to you and Ali's story.
Okay, so I should have, I don't know how I just stumbled across her and I had never seen her before, but in the last few days, I have run across Allie Carter. She is a warrior, if I have ever seen a warrior, and I am so grateful for her voice. She's been through more than most people can fathom. This young lady at 14 years old was she was adopted at 19 by her mother, Shelley, who is helping her walk through this journey right now. But Shelley has known her since she was 14 years old. Allie was speaking of the tunnels in Central Park in LA under the Getty Museum, and she said you would not believe the tunnels that are in Australia. Now, we all know there are tunnels under our ground right here where we are, wherever that is. You've got tunnels near you. Trust and believe, children are being trafficked under your feet. She said there's a whole other world down there. She was sold to Joe Biden as a sex slave. She was sold to Michelle and Barack Obama, Steven Tyler, Ron Jeremy, Denzel Washington, Beyonce, Ellen, Whoopi, Lady Gaga, Chrissy Teigen, John Legend, Joan Rivers, Bob Saget, and Hillary Clinton. She said, oh, and she also brought up Oprah. She sure did. She talked about Oprah. She said that the only person she is aware that is helping in any way the victims of human trafficking is Donald J. Trump. She said that everyone thought Joan Rivers was blowing the whistle on Michelle Obama and that's what got her killed. But she said, no. Michelle and Joan Rivers were best friends. When Joan Rivers said what she said, she was trying to normalize it. Like, make it no big deal, which is exactly the way she said it. If you watch that video, very interesting. But she did say that this will lead to the Biden laptop, the Hunter laptop, and it's going to bring in police departments and that the CPS was involved in her trafficking. She said that she was raped by police, but not just police. An entire police department, including the chief of police, passed her through the whole department. She talked about Biden, Epstein, and Zuckerberg all having islands right next to each other to facilitate human trafficking. She talks about, she said, why do you think Trump was training our military for these underground bases using infrared technology? It was to save the children. The war is happening under your feet. She also referred to the young man jumping out the window naked at the trying to get away from Prince Andrew and Queen Elizabeth. And she confirmed that indeed the royals are reptilians, and there are many others. So all these conspiracy theories are kind of going boom, 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 aren't they? She said she referenced the McMartin preschool in the 1980s and how it was covered up by the police and investigators and turned into the satanic panic and blown off, because we almost blew the lid off of it in the 80s. And at one point, she was auctioned to Russia for human trafficking from foster care. She was in foster care and they auctioned her off to Russia. She was talking about specifically John Podesta and Pizzagate. And she said, I just want you to imagine this. You're standing in a satanic temple on Epstein Island, and there is child, there's, satanic orgies and all of this stuff going on. and these babies being killed, sacrificed. And John Podesta got kicked off the island for being too violent. If that tells you how depraved these people are, like what I can hardly wrap my head around that one. At the time she was speaking in this interview, she referenced the 210,000 sealed indictments, which we are finally beginning to see come to light. She talked about how our colleges have been turned into indoctrination camps to brainwash children and divide them from parents. How one of her friends, one victim, told her that she lost count of how many times she had been raped after 43,000. One victim, one child, it was a child, had been raped 43,000 times before she lost count. Okay. She talked about how close the Kardashians were to O.J. Simpson and how indeed Kanye did try to escape. She was talking about how boys are equally trafficked with girls. It's not just girls, it's not just women, but she said boys don't last long. They don't generally live to tell the story. And so it's not just your daughters you need to protect, you guys. She said, if you want to see a movie that closely relates to what reality is, you should watch Trafficked or Eden or Silent Cry. And then she
Jaguar
went
Wright.
in.
Jaguar Wright mentioned Blink Twice to know what goes on in the music industry. I haven't seen that, and I've got that
I
lined up to
haven't
have
seen
played.
that either, but yeah, that's, yeah, exactly.
Well, I've just
That's.
been sent something horrific. Sorry, actually, you carry on, you finish that because we were going to close after you, but I've got something here that has to be read out in a
Go
second.
ahead.
Will you finish that? You finish
Okay.
yours, and I'll be
Well,
there in a moment.
she gave a list of things that parents need to watch for and that we need to teach our children to watch for so that they do not become victims of human trafficking. And she said, number one, you have to have a plan in place. You have to teach your children code words, secret phrases. So that when they call you and say whatever that is, you know to go get them immediately. She was talking about how human trafficking is slavery, and there are so many flavors of it that it can be like children can be enticed into modeling, which is very dangerous, or into having a bite of candy. It's there's just so many ways that they search for children
Oh, yeah, it's
and that,
despicable. I mean, Kimberly talks a lot about that, a hell of a lot about
yes.
that. But she made a good point about just being aware about your kids over Halloween.
Oh, the
Just in
how.
this current climate, just be aware what your kids are doing and don't let them go. Make sure you go out with them. Make sure you go out
Well,
with them.
she spoke specifically about Halloween in this, and she said Halloween is the one day of the year
Yeah,
that most of it takes place. Most children are, it's an easy grab
Yeah.
because what they're doing is they're getting to your children on the games that they're playing online and on social media, and they're asking kids questions like, what are you going to be for Halloween? Oh, you should totally come to my house. I'm in the same neighborhood you are. I'm right here. It's because they're watching your kids already, guys. They already have an eye on your kids. She
Exactly.
said, and then what happens is you send Superman and your little mermaid up to somebody's front door. They walk behind a hedge, chloroform goes over their mouth, they're dragged inside, two kids that are the same size in the same costume are sent right back out with you. And you walk away with somebody else's kids. You don't even know yours are gone. It blew my mind
Yeah.
how evil that is and how fast that can happen. She was talking about kidnappings at amusement parks and ball games and
And
how
everywhere, it's everywhere.
everything
You've got to keep them with you.
is.
You've got to teach the code words. And we're going to
She
link
said
some of
that
her, sorry.
no, it's okay. She said the number one app for child traffickers is Roblox because it's a kid game, but that has a chat in it. And the number two is TikTok. Those are the, and she said they are trafficked to Dubai so often. But anyway,
Course, of course.
she went into so much.
Well, we'll
One
link
of
it.
the tricks that they use, and just this is helpful. She said they use children to traffic children to entice them. They'll go to a park where your kids are playing and run up to a group of kids and say, "Please help me, I lost my mom." And they just run off and the kids run right after them to help them search.
Yeah, well, I mean, they
And
do
they
that
just
even in the
leave them alone.
classrooms, to push the
Yeah.
LGBTQ. So this is shocking. But what we'll do is we'll pop her a couple of her videos down below so you can have a look at those. Now, just before we close, I've been sent something, and thank you so much, Stacey, on Facebook. She's just sent me this. It's on NHS England's news page on their official website. First newborn babies tested for over 200 genetic conditions as world-leading study begins in NHS hospitals. Hundreds of babies have begun to be tested for over 200 rare genetic conditions as part of a world-leading study in NHS hospitals. We're talking genetics here. It aims to screen up to 100,000 newborns in the UK. The pioneering study aims to identify conditions such as metachromatosis. I'm not even going to bother trying MLD, let's call it, in babies sooner and could enable hundreds to benefit from earlier diagnosis and treatment that could help slow the progression of disease and improve or even extend lives. The generation study is led by Genomics in partnership with NHS England. It will see newborn babies offered whole genome sequencing using blood samples, which are usually taken from their umbilical cord shortly after birth. More than 500 blood samples have been taken from newborns as part of the study at 13 NHS hospitals across the country, with plans to scale up to around 40 hospitals. The generation study will identify more than 200 conditions in otherwise asymptomatic babies where symptoms might not present until later in childhood.
Wow.
So now you've got all of these experts, right, coming in. You've got Amanda Pritchard, who's the NHS chief exec, trying to sell it. NHS Genomic Medicine Service talking about child development. Genomics England. The launch of the generation study is a pivotal moment as we look to develop evidence on whether genomic newborn screening should be offered to all children.
Wow.
Social care have even got involved.
Yeah. Man. You can see the
So the
evil all around
NHS
us.
is falling apart for emergencies, but they are putting money into this. I tell you what, any parent. Oh God, this is really upsetting me.
I know.
They're putting
Yeah.
kids going into schools, now newborn babies.
It's just overwhelming. It really is. It is so dark. It is so dark. I'll tell you one
Have we got
thing.
any good news that we can end the show on? Because I'm feeling utterly.
I know that's how I've been the last couple of days. I have been so drained, but yes, I do. Let me give you some good news. Let me give you some really good
I'm
news.
going to have to go and watch Jeremy Clarkson, I think. I watched Jeremy Clarkson the other night, the Grand Tour, when they were in the snow. Oh, I tell you what, I haven't belly laughed like that in ages. It was a really good
You got to
relief.
do it.
And I feel I've got to go and put some more Jeremy Clarkson on now. Go on, give
I'm
us
going to
some
read
news,
a
good
quick
news.
I'm going to read a quick prophecy that I heard from Donna Rigney that said, "Heaven is God's, the earth is on loan to my children. Adam gave the keys to Satan. Jesus ripped the keys out of his hands. He rose from the dead and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. Now you go and you use my power and authority. Heal the sick, cast out demons, command the weather, assign the host of heaven to tear down the demonic platforms and to destroy these principalities. All of creation belongs to me. I can and I will eradicate, destroy completely evil from your shores by just a word, for I am God. If I can chase evil from your land, then know this, I can and I will chase evil from your lives. Once we surrender to Jesus, Satan has no right to us anymore. Rebuke him. He comes in like a thief. Be watchful, guard your gates. Watch what you watch and what you're listening to, what you're taking into your body. Watch as I turn around for great good what the enemy has set in motion to do you great harm. Only good is going to come forth for you, my friends and my children. The enemy will give back everything he has stolen from us. I will restore you. Believe and receive my goodness. The days ahead of you will be filled with my great goodness for you to share with others. We're going to be overflowing in the blessings of God, and we're going to have such abundance in our lives that even through all this chaos and turmoil and darkness that we are currently walking in, God has a plan, and his plan will come to fruition. And no demon in hell can stop it. And we have got to stand. And we've got to stand up for one another. We've got to stand up for our families, whether they believe or not. We are going to stand in the gap for them. And I am grateful to God that he's got us and he knows the end from the beginning. And no weapon on earth will prosper against us. So God won, and so do we. It may look really dark. We're going to see a lot. And he said that there will be great death on the earth in these days, and that we're going to lose a lot of our elderly and even some of our young ones. And it breaks my heart. But he said it is for them to be sheltered from what is coming. So, even though you see death and destruction everywhere around you, know that God is in this. He has a plan and he knows and he sees so much further and so much more than what we do. And we have to trust and believe that he indeed is our savior. And I'm so grateful for that. So, thank you,
Thank you, my
Jesus.
love. Right, well, that's it. We will come back over the weekend if any other big news stories regarding the whole Diddy stuff goes down. Links are all in the website. If you'd like to support us and buy us a coffee, if you feel led to, we'd very, very much appreciate it. Now, the plan was I was going to launch the Liberty Tactics tour to America. But I want to hear back from people because it is in the back of my mind that they're one, there's not going to be an election. It's also in the back of my mind that military may be in control. Christine did have some things coming up. She's been feeling a bit icky. And we're now wondering, is it the right time? Is there even going to be an inauguration? Is the world going to be
It
so chaotic and crazy that we're not going to be flying out? So I think the tour for the America is going to be paused until we've got through the storm. And then
yeah.
we get over there and see what the vibe's like and reach out to
And
all the people I've had on the show over the years and see if we can get to Mar-a-Lago.
we would love you to come. We would love you to come,
How,
and I
yeah.
am so excited. I just cannot wait. I know it'll happen. I am just concerned about timing.
Yeah.
So if you guys would just join us in prayer on that, and
Yeah,
if
and let us
anybody has
know.
any insight, yeah, let us know what you
I've been
think.
kind of sure this is what I'm going to do, but the way things are ramping up right now, I don't know, I don't even know what it was. It was kind of, I was getting ready, and there was a somebody sitting in front of Congress, I think it was ex-FBI, saying that he believes everything's crashing down, that people need to go out and vote, make sure they're armed at home, and have stocks worth of food up. I knew I've been saying that for the last bloody 10 years. No, I mean, have been saying it for about 6 years. Make sure you're stocked up.
Yeah.
You see, I've just been buying tins. They're just everywhere at the moment. But yeah, so that was that kind of thing. Oh, right. Elections in sort of, what was it now? 31 days, is it?
I think that's pretty close. Yeah,
I think it's
November
around
5th.
31 days.
Yeah.
So if we did raise enough money to go and buying our tickets, what would happen with the tickets? I don't know. Would we be covered if anything went down? I don't know. We're going to think about it. Would love everybody's thoughts on it. So I'm holding fire until launching this. It's all kind of
Right.
ready to go, but I'm going to hold off, I think, and just let's wait and see. So that's it, libertytactics.co.uk. Check Christine out on Q Team Awesome over on True Social. She is on Facebook. I don't know if the profile's public, but she's
It
got a
is
lot of
now.
all the posts for the shows. Christine kind of gets up there and she kind of does a thread of what's going on. Catherine's blog, exposingthelie.info, obviously Public Child Protection Wales. That's it. God bless.
God bless you guys. Thanks for coming. And please like and share this. Get it out. Thank y'all for helping.